Five Illinois nonprofits who work with at-risk young people are receiving over $5 million in grants through the Department of Labor's Youth Build program. One of the Illinois nonprofits receiving money is Sparrow Family Services, based in Mount Vernon. Sparrow's Community Services Director Mandy Bernard talks about the impact of these funds.
With this new funding, we are actually granted 64 more spots. So we'll be able to reach 64 new participants over the course of 2 years of programming. So our Youth Build program actually is for young adults who are working on their GED or high school equivalent and need to find employment. So 2 days a week, we help them with the great partnerships we have with Renlight College and Kaskaskia College. We help them get their GED. And then on the other days, we actually teach them a skill. And right now, it's construction. And with this new grant, we're also adding the option of hospitality. So they will earn some credentials, some actual hands-on work experience. And then our skilled case managers actually work with participants one-on-one on resume building, interviewing skills, actually even help them go out and pick up applications and really try to work with employers to help participants find long-term success with employment.
Bernard adds that she is very pleased with the local support Sparrow receives from many local nonprofits, but she adds these Washington dollars are extremely vital.
This funding is extremely important to Sparrow's Youth Build program. Without this funding, it would be extremely difficult to continue. We try to utilize as much match and community support as we possibly can, but it is difficult to run a program of this size and this level of expense without federal assistance.
The grant was announced recently in a joint statement from Illinois Democratic Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth. I'm Kevin Boucher.